Coming up next on The World and Everything In It, conversion therapy. 20 states now have laws that ban counselors from doing or saying anything to help patients with gender identity or sexual orientation problems. That places Christian therapists in a difficult position. Even mentioning the biblical view of sexuality and gender could land them in trouble.
A licensed family therapist in Washington state is challenging one of those so-called conversion therapy bans. He says his state's 2018 law violates his right to free speech. Joining us now with more details on this case is Steve West. He's an attorney and world correspondent who writes the Liberties newsletter for World Digital. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, let's just start by defining some terms. What is conversion therapy according to Washington's state law?
Well, this law defines conversion therapy rather ominously as a regime that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. And then it goes on from there to say that it encompasses any efforts to change behaviors or gender expressions or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same sex. So that's very broad language and very similar to the laws in other states, which is not surprising given the similar groups that are promoting these laws.
Well, activists who push these bans usually focus on quite barbaric treatments, thinking of shock therapy. Are those even being used or promoted by reputable therapists?
No, that's just not happening. Mainstream professional counseling organizations disavow those kind of intrusive treatments, and so does the 50,000-member American Association of Christian Counselors, though it does allow for talk. I'm sure there's isolated examples that can be paraded out from the distant past, but that's just not what's happening today.
Let's move on now to the particulars of this case. Who's filed the lawsuit and what is he alleging?
Well, this lawsuit is brought by Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys on behalf of Brad Tingley, who's a licensed family counselor and therapist in Tacoma, Washington. Tingley's got 20 years of experience, and he wants to be able to talk with teens who come to him because they have some unwanted same-sex attraction or they struggle with their sexual identity. So that's really the key. These are teenagers who want help, but under this law, they can't get it. Interestingly enough, the law would allow Tingley to counsel a teen to accept the same-sex attraction or a gender different than his or her biological sex.
Well, Steve, what is the legal precedent in cases like this?
Two 2014 rulings by federal courts of appeal upheld similarly broad New Jersey and California laws. So did a 2019 ruling by a district court judge in Maryland. But then last year in November, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, that's a circuit that covers Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, ruled against two Florida bans on so-called conversion therapy.
Well, have previous challenges taken the same approach in terms of focusing on the free speech issue, or have they used different legal strategies?
The strategy is pretty much the same. The defenders of the law cast them as focused on conduct, not speech, meaning the First Amendment free speech guarantee is not applicable. And yet, the case I mentioned, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals case, didn't buy that. The panel there said people have intense moral, religious, and spiritual views about these matters on all sides. And that's exactly why the First Amendment does not allow communities to determine how their neighbors may be counseled about matters of sexual orientation or gender.
Well, it seems likely that one of these cases will wind up at the Supreme Court, right?
I think it will, particularly as we see circuit courts of appeal split on the issue. And I think most parents and many judges who are parents would identify with a teenager who just wants to talk with someone who can offer them help. I mean, what's so wrong with that? And it's also ironic that a world that wants to tell kids that they can be whoever they want to be is telling them that they can't change, that these unwanted feelings are who they are, and they have to just accept that.
Steve West is an attorney and world correspondent. He writes on issues related to religious liberty for World Digital. And you can read more of Steve's work and sign up for the weekly Liberties newsletter at WNG.org. Steve, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Mary.